conversation. Tibetan bowl sound healing therapy is an ancient cultural practice that predates Chinese medicine. Reiki master Cassandra Lohr, who offers singing bowl sessions at Serenity Yoga in Yuma, says it's alternative medicine for those seeking non-invasive medical treatments.
People who come to me will come because mostly because they're stressed or because they've had injuries or because they're recovering from surgery and they want to speed up the process.
Lohr, a longtime alternative medicine healer, studied the practice at the Tibetan Bowl Sound Healing School in San Diego. As a Reiki master, most of her treatments are hands-on. Reiki is a Japanese word that means universal life energy. It is known as the healing touch, where she uses her hands to help reduce stress and promote healing by transferring the appropriate energy to the other person. She combines the Reiki sessions with the Tibetan bowls if her clients ask her to do so.
When they're played, what they do is they change the vibration and the thought waves in our brains so that our brain waves will entrain to match the sound of the bowls, which is the sound of Om. They're attuned to the sound of Om, the universal vibration. And what happens in healing is that we, as our brain waves are entrained, we reach a deep state of relaxation. And in that state of relaxation, then healing can occur. Healing, not curing, but healing, making whole.
Inside a small room, there is a traditional massage table where clients lay down. The massage table takes up almost half the space in the room. The walls are painted tan, and a traditional Japanese-style robe hangs as decor on one wall. Before a sound healing session, Lohr uses small symbols called the tingshas. They are used in prayer and rituals by Tibetan Buddhist practitioners.
These are the tingshas. You see these used, people have them, you find them in little gift shops all over the place. And they're played by striking them at a right angle like that. Typically they're done three times. And we would use this at the beginning of a treatment. These instruments are designed to wake up the body, wake up the cells. Oh, there's going to be a healing, there's going to be a healing.
Each of the bowls used have a very unique background.
These bowls are ancient bowls. They're antiques, a couple hundred years. They were made by Tibetan monks. They're not just old cooking bowls that sound really nice when you clang them together. They are made with intent and purpose. As they were forging these bowls out of seven metals, one of them, iron, that comes from a meteorite that landed in the Himalayas, they're chanting and praying over them and imbuing them with that energy of healing.
The bowls are of different sizes and are sometimes moved around the body to help smooth out what practitioners call congested energy in the body. To find the congested energy, Lohr uses a ganta, a ritual handbell that symbolizes feminine energy. The handbell has a goddess depicted near the handle.
If I were working on somebody else, I would have the goddess pointing to them. And this energy is used for breaking up where there's congested energy.
Lohr says there are two ways to make the bowl sing. The first uses a small mallet to gently strike the bowl at its side. The second involves tracing the mallet around the rim of the bowl.
They can be used as a diagnostic. So the difference between the glass bowls and the metal bowls, these answer. So that if you play a crystal bowl, you strike a crystal bowl, it's always going to have the same sound. It's always going to be, you know, whatever that vibration is. Whereas these bowls respond more to the energy that they're in. And if I'm playing one bowl and then I play another one beside it, then the vibrations will change a little bit. If I use a bigger stick or a bigger striker or a smaller striker, it's going to change the vibration. And as a practitioner of Tibetan healing sound, what's interesting is not so much what you do to the bowls, but how well you listen to the bowls. Because the bowls will respond to the energy of the person.
Lore says as an alternative healer, she cannot give a diagnosis like doctors do with their patients. She concentrates on a client's energy.
I wouldn't dream to know what's going on physically in a person. I'm just working at an energetic level. So I'm not going to tell you, I think you better go and see whatever kind of doctor because there's something wrong. It's not about what's something wrong. Energy is constantly in motion and moving. And sometimes it gets a little congested and a little stuck. And if it stays congested for a long time, then, disease can form. The Chinese believe that all disease comes from blocked energy.
My own sound healing experience lasted about 20 minutes. After I lie down on the massage table, Lore placed a bowl near the crown of my head, one bowl near each ear, and one bowl between my ankles for grounding. The lights are dimmed, and she begins by clinking the small cymbals to begin the process. Lore strikes the bowls to make them sing in unison, and the sound is relaxing. After a few minutes, she places a bowl on my abdomen. I can feel the gentle vibration of the singing bowls on my stomach. I feel the vibration from the bowl next to my left ear, and suddenly my nasal airways begins to decongest. It felt like I had a breath of minty fresh air. The session ends with hands-on Reiki therapy. She places one hand under my neck and the other under my head. We stay in that position silently until the session ends. I left her studio feeling relaxed and energetic. Sound healer Cassandra Lore will offer a demonstration of the singing bowls for the public next Wednesday. The bowl concert will take place at the Yuma Center for Spiritual Living as part of the Wisdom Wednesday series. The audience is allowed to sit back and experience a soul journey led by the singing bowls. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.